This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Discord. Discord on air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. It's a big upgrade in your sound quality, by the way, and it's super easy to get in there. All you have to have is the Discord app, which you can get over at discordapp.com for a variety of operating systems. And then just jump into the call-in line rooms on our server over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson, you wanted to talk about something, and we're going to get to it, I think, a little bit later, about positive liberty. And, of course, that always requires us to define what that means. The statement here is that it's not true liberty, or is it? Right. And so we can talk about that. But, Mark, you've got some hot news of the day that I guess a lot of people are buzzing about. I'm not really on social media that much, so I haven't seen any of this. Colin Kaepernick is back in the headlines regarding a Nike sponsorship. And yep. People are pissed off.
Oh, yeah, they are. From Bloomberg, BloombergQuint.com, and I'm not sure what changed there. Anyway, Nike, which one are we going with here?
Nike is how you pronounce that, I believe.
Thank you. Nike falls as critics fume on social media over Kaepernick deal. The backlash started just hours after Colin Kaepernick, the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback who sparked controversy for kneeling during the national anthem, tweeted that he's starring in Nike's iconic Just Do It ad campaign. Following the announcement, the hashtags boycott Nike.
You know, before you go on, that's a long time they've had that slogan, right?
Like, just do it.
Companies will change their slogans over time, but Nike, they're still using just do it.
That, and there's a few others that have come along, but yes.
Are there? Okay. Yeah.
So hashtag boycott Nike and hashtag just burn it started trending on Twitter. Shares started falling. I think this is an exaggeration.
3%.
Yeah, dude, yeah, four.
Well, this is the same day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
3% in a day.
That's
pretty huge.
Yeah, 3% in a day is noteworthy, I would say.
You can...
For day number one?
Since
could
it's Bloomberg.
Could be chance.
Since it's Bloomberg, it's worth reporting. But, I mean, seriously... It's not that big of a deal. When Tony Stark announced that Stark Industries was no longer going to make weapons, they dropped 67 points.
That's fiction.
Okay, well, this might as well be, because it'll be back up soon enough. Going on.
You could be right. But aren't there stories about, and I've not followed this closely, for listeners that, you know, maybe also have been living under a rock in regards to the sports world, I remember hearing about Colin Kaepernick. We talked about him on the air a couple of years ago when he made headlines for kneeling during the national anthem, and that resulted in this purported boycott of the NFL from longtime fans, Republicans presumably, or whatever, people who love the police state, because Colin Kaepernick, you can be a Democrat and also love the police state. So people that love the police state have been, they've been ostensibly boycotting. And I remember seeing a headline recently claiming that NFL's attendance is down, like 2 years in a row.
So part of the reason that NFL's attendance is down, so if you're just going to blame this whole kneeling thing on the NFL, some people are not into the NFL anymore because they didn't come down hard enough on the kneelers, and some people are not into the NFL because they came down at all and didn't support the kneelers.
Okay.
So you have this...
You have a double-edged boycott.
It's a difficult situation. I think that it's...
Where no matter what they do, somebody's going to boycott them.
Right. Now... Nike, not being fools, okay? Nobody, these people at Nike did not say to themselves, let's just go out and step in a pile of dog poo. But they're not stupid. They said, there are enough, we know who our target audience is, and there are enough people out there.
You mean white kids with money?
White kids that don't hate black athletes.
Okay.
All right. And it's probably black guys, too, to some extent.
Sure.
Probably not as many women. Just guessing.
Okay.
They're in Brooks and Asics. Anyway, so they know who their audience is, and they're going to appeal to their audience. The fact that you don't see double digits decline in Nike stock in a day after the Just Burn It campaign, where Republicans see hear that a black man's going to be in a shoe ad, and they begin burning and rending their own clothing. Mm. I mean, cutting Nike symbols out. It's really, really, it's biblical, for God's sake.
How many steps? And I haven't seen.
They're doing everything but rubbing ash in their hair.
Have you watched any of the videos of the burnings?
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of people cutting up their clothing.
Okay. I'm just curious to know, like, you know, what are they saying? Are they cursing Colin Kaepernick while they do it?
It's all about Colin Kaepernick, yeah. Yes.
What is the difference between burning clothing that is associated with Colin Kaepernick and burning a life-size, replica of an effigy of Colin Kaepernick? Is there a slight difference there? And if so, is how slight? Because it doesn't seem like much of a difference to me.
I think that it's all about the visuals. Mm-hmm. It's all about the narrative. And if you begin burning giant paper mache black men, you're going to be putting holes in your own sail.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. Isn't this just a substitute for that? Like, isn't burning Nike's logos and T-shirts and things like that essentially just one step removed from actually setting fire to an effigy of Colin
Kaepernick? This is intent. This is people that have tasted victory. They've tasted the blood of their enemies and their own jowls. It drips in the saliva from their jaws. They're like, we have gotten the NFL to blackball Colin Kaepernick, and by God, we're going to make Nike do it too. And I got news for you. No, you're not. You are part of the marketing mechanism that is going to drive Nike stock upward in the next quarter.
So Nike hasn't apologized for this then?
I have not heard anything of that sort. Let me finish this and see if there's a... I don't think that there's any comment from Nike on this at all.
All right.
Nike shares slipped as much as 3.9% to $79 as of 9:30 a.m. Johnson, check that and see how much further it's gone since there. Tuesday in New York, the biggest intraday slide in 5 months. They had climbed 31% this year to Friday's close. The fallout was no surprise, but Nike may be betting that the upside of Kaepernick's endorsement is worth angering conservative Americans and supporters of Donald Trump. Kaepernick.
Nike stock is currently at $79.60.
So it's up just a little from there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so not quite the 3% that you said is probably closer.
Well, 3.16%.
Down today?
Currently, yep.
Okay, great. So 3% was closer than the 3.9 that I had said.
I like, I gotta say, I like Colin Kaepernick's post here, which is probably what upset people. It's a picture of his face, and it's his face fills the frame, and underneath his eyes, it's written, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything."
Yeah,
that's great, man. That's really a.
It's a nice, motivating
piece. Post.
Again, I do not agree entirely with, although I think Black Lives Matter, I do not entirely agree with this whole Black Lives Matter protest movement, because they have a whole list of things that have been listed.
Is he officially part of Black Lives Matter? Or was
there
he
is
just
no
a,
official?
Or was just
that's the difficulty?
Well, you said they have a list, which suggests
they
that
have
some
people
organization,
who have claimed to be Black Lives Matter, yeah, have issued a whole list of socialist crap.
But you don't know whether or not Colin Kaepernick is associated with or a signatory to that list.
No, I don't. But I can say that Colin Kaepernick could have, could have probably united people against unchecked government. Police aggression, and
but he kept it just to blacks. Is that what his protest was?
I think he could have. I think that more could have been done personally to include people.
Yeah,
but nonetheless,
I think it's important. To
it's
do that.
Easy to sit back when you're not the one protesting,
right?
And that's what I do. I sit back and I critique other people's protests, and it's a crappy position to be in, but it's what I do.
Well, no, I tend to agree with you. If Kaepernick was against all police abuse, and maybe he is, but maybe he just only focused on blacks, or maybe he only is concerned about blacks. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I haven't talked to him. I'm not gonna.
I'd like to have him on the show.
You're welcome to invite him on. I would love to have that conversation. But yeah, because police abuse happens to everybody. It happens to, well, I mean, most likely it's going to happen to people in poorer strata.
Right.
And that includes whites, it includes Hispanics, it includes Asians, it includes, you know, men, women, it includes children, young people.
Not women, no. That's the one thing that you can...
not women.
Not pretty much not women.
We just talked about a story the other night where a cop took a woman down a dark alley and tried, or a dark dirt road and tried to force himself on.
When it comes to police statistics, you do not want to be male.
Okay, but women have absolutely been abused. There was one woman who had her orifices violated on the side of the road. More coming up here.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about police abuse, sort of tangentially, but what brought it up was Colin Kaepernick is once again in the news with apparently a Burn Nike or Just Burn It campaign going on. And I really ought to pull up one of these videos to see what the content is like. I presume there are videos out there. Angry sports fans are setting a fire. Their Nike memorabilia, their Nike shoes and T-shirts and such, because they are mad that Nike has teamed up with Colin Kaepernick for an advertising campaign where it shows Kaepernick's face in a black and white kind of artsy photo, and it says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And I think a lot of them who, a lot of these people who are angry about this, they would probably describe themselves as Christians, and that's basically what Jesus did, if I recall correctly. So they certainly
Jesus
should be
stood up to the power structure, that's for sure.
Yeah, they certainly should be behind the messaging of this campaign, but they don't like it when you stand up to their favorite power structure, government.
If somebody's standing up for something they believe in and what they believe in is crap, then I'm not particularly going to be, I suppose I'll defend their right to do it, but I've defended Kaepernick's right all along.
But you're not joining a protest. Even though you might disagree on or quibble with his, maybe he only talked about blacks being abused by the police, as you said, you would like to interview him, and I support you on that. Ultimately, it is the police that are abusing all different types, shapes and sizes and colors of people, and that's what really needs to be brought to the forefront. So maybe he didn't do as good of a job as you would have if you were in his position, but for him, this was something that meant something.
Nobody ever does a protest as well as the protest that you imagine in your own mind.
Yeah. So people
are
mad.
And the other thing that's always worth mentioning when it comes to protests is people hate protesters.
They sure do.
If you look at statistics that protesters themselves just elicit the ire of people. I don't know. I haven't figured out the cultural phenomenon that's behind it, because I either agree or disagree, and maybe I disagree with points and things like that. But ultimately, I don't just hate somebody because they're standing on the side of the road with a sign, but
a lot of people do. And
it's because I think that a lot of people are a bunch of cowards and they will not stand up for what they believe in.
Well, and they don't really want to be bothered, right? They're busy. They're going through their day. They don't want to have to think about an issue. They don't want to have to address something that's put in front of them. This is not what they want to spend their time on.
It confronts them with something that's important to them that they're not willing to stand up and take the time on. I mean, what do you call that but cowardice?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not important to them, but either way, I mean, there's a chance that they would be driving by that protest and they would disagree on the reason why they're protesting. Maybe some people support police abuse, and some people, and I suspect they do. We've definitely had police state authoritarians call this show and defend the police, and it seems like the police can do no wrong to some people. As long as they haven't had their family members beaten up by the cops, then it's a convenient thing to ignore. And protesters are inconvenient because they, to some extent, force an issue. And or at the very least, they make it so you can't avoid that issue. You're driving by, you see them, and you may have an opinion when you see them about that. And that's the purpose of it. And I have to agree with you, Mark. I think that I experienced this recently here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show from. It's a city in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. They, at the city council level, have had a proposal made to increase the smoking age, meaning that, the vaping age. So any sort of nicotine-related use and
this
possession.
This isn't just possession. This is
sale and possession.
Sale. Yeah, this isn't just this isn't just about buying tobacco. Because in America, at least most of the places that I'm familiar with, you can, a person under the 18 can possess tobacco items. They simply cannot buy them, which, I guess means their parents.
Not in Keene. Not in New Hampshire.
Not in Keene.
In New Hampshire, I believe the rule is six. No. If you are under the age of 18 and you possess, you can get a ticket.
Okay.
If you're 16 and a cop spots you smoking, he can take the cigarettes and he can issue you a ticket, from what I understand.
So they're also going to raise the age at which, in Keene, someone can register to serve in the military, right? And to join the police, because their job is so dangerous, right? They're always risking their lives, right? Right. That's what they like you to believe. So they're going to raise those ages, too, because you're not allowed as a young person.
Are you coming to the meeting to comment? Because you ought to make that make that comment to the city council. But what I wanted to bring that up for in relation to this whole conversation about protesters was there's a guy who runs a local vape store, and he's obviously concerned about this. Right, because he's got a financial interest. He's got customers who are between the ages of 18 and 21, and they're talking about raising the age to 21. And so he sent out a text message. So he's built a, you know, he's a business person. He's smart. He's got himself an email list or a text message list.
Yeah.
So, you know, normally I would presume he's sending out information about a sale at the vape shop. So he sends out a message to the list, and our very own Will Coley from the Call to Freedom is on that list. He received the message saying, there's going to be a protest in Central Square, which is the Central Park here, common area in New Hampshire. There's going to be a protest from 1 to 4 o'clock. Unfortunately, it was scheduled during the week, so probably not a good time, because if he wants college students to attend, even if they wanted to attend, they probably wouldn't be able to do so in the middle of the day. But regardless of the time it was scheduled for, he scheduled what he called a protest from 1 to 4 in Central Square. So we got wind of it. And, of course, our hosts, a lot of our hosts here on Free Talk Live, we like a good pro-freedom protest. So some folks came out. Chris Wade from Think Penguin was there, and Daryl W. Perry. And I also came out and was disappointed to see there wasn't really a protest going on, at least not that I would describe a protest. I had actually brought out, and admittedly, I was running late, but it was a large window, and so I was still within the time window. I brought out some blank poster board and, you know, Sharpies, big Sharpies for people to use to create some quickie, you know, signs for the protest. Presuming that, you know, I know a thing or two about protests, right? I've done a lot of them over my time, and I know that if you're going to do a protest and you're an organizer of that protest, it really is your responsibility to bring signage. Now, ideally, you should have your signage made out in advance. Mm-hmm. That way you can just bring pre-made signs that people can hold. And because a person, if they show up to a protest, probably will not be prepared. They're not likely to bring their own sign. They might, and that's great if they do. But if they don't bring their own sign, they need something to do. And if you've got signs, you can just provide them a sign. Then they can hold a sign and they feel good.
They
feel like they're part of the protest. And they didn't really have to lift a finger beyond driving, you know, or walking to the protest area. So I arrive at this protest, and there's not a single person standing.
Protest.
There's not a single person standing by the side of the road.
I spit on your protest.
No, it's not to look down my nose at it, Mark. It's to talk, you know, to call it what it is. It was a gathering. It was a meeting. There were about 7 or 8 people that were there, but they were just hanging around the bandstand, which is kind of in the middle of the.
Yeah.
Of the park.
No, they communicated nothing to anyone.
Yeah. There was nobody who was walking by. Not even somebody who was just simply walking through the park would have known that there was any kind of an event going on. Certainly nothing that would qualify as a protest, which normally your protest is, the purpose is to reach out to people.
Yep.
The purpose is to reach out to people who you don't know.
Why did the gentleman have 7 people there and no protest?
Well, I asked him about that because I kind of joked with him. I said, I'm sitting there holding signs, and I offered because I figured out immediately who the person sort of in charge was. I found out who the owner of this business was there. And I said, you know, hey, I brought some sign-making materials. Would you guys like to use them? And he actually declined and said that he wasn't intending to have that kind of an event here. And I said, well, you know, it's not a protest if you don't have signs. And he said, well, he just wanted to meet with people, and he was hoping that there would be a lot more people that would come out. I think he was expecting a large portion of the college population to attend.
People imagine they can do that.
Yeah, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News.
The first day of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing before a Senate Judiciary Committee wrapped up Tuesday, with the judge getting to speak for the first time.
Over the past 8 weeks, I've witnessed firsthand the Senate's deep appreciation for the vital role of the American judiciary. I have met with 65 senators, including almost every member of this committee. Those meetings are sometimes referred to as courtesy calls, but that term understates how substantive and personal our discussions have been. I have greatly enjoyed all 65 meetings.
Today in Phoenix, Arizona, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed former Senator John Kyle as the replacement for the late Senator John McCain. Ducey explains why he chose Kyle.
There is no one in Arizona with the stature of Senator John Kyle. He is a man without comparable peer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up what you want. We've been talking about Colin Kaepernick and apparently a protest where people are setting their Nike clothing and shoes ablaze because they're mad that Nike has teamed up with Colin Kaepernick. You're welcome to comment on that, or protests in general, which is what we were discussing a moment ago. And I actually wanted to tell you about libertyminded.com, since we were discussing police abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson, just last night, copblock.org has a featured article, even though CopBlock isn't the premier police accountability site anymore. It used to be. So some people still do look at it. Right there at the top of copblock.org, you will see the brand new shirt that we discussed, I think, last week on mm-hmm. Free Talk Live. You're the proprietor over at libertyminded.com. That's right. A freedom-friendly, crypto-friendly T-shirt and other clothing kind of company. And you are always adding new content. This one is a very, let's call it incendiary, T-shirt that is, from a distance, it looks like it's a police badge, but when you get up close, you can see it's actually very, very critical of the police, and that is now being featured over at copblock.org.
And I'm running an incendiary sale as well.
Really?
Instead of a fire sale. Well, yeah, just a really short sale, but instead of a Labor Day sale, they decided to run a Get Back to Work sale.
Okay. Nice.
You know, basically, thumbing my nose a little bit at the the celebration of union law.
Well, Labor Day is so annoying because nobody wants to work, and it's like, I want to get stuff done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's that.
I'm happy to have the day off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind necessarily having a day off, but, you know, I don't like the fact that it's forced, you know, a holiday that was originally forced by union labor laws. So, you know, I don't like the celebration of these union laws. So
you didn't shut down for Labor Day, then?
No,
you were still taking orders.
It's an online business. But I definitely taking orders, and I'm running a sale. That sale is briefly for Free Talk Live hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
So just in time to get them for, you know, the cooler weather.
You're
coming
want
our
it
way
soon.
Yep. And, I've discounted it fairly heavily and gave it an additional discount for people who have subscribed to my email list who will get discount notifications first. Now, that extra 15% discount brings the total discount on the hoodies right now to 50%.
So if you were on the email
list. This is a big big discount.
If you're not on the email list, it's about 40% off.
That's right.
So still a pretty big
discount.
You, on what item,
this
though?
Doesn't both of the hoodies, the Free Talk Live hoodies.
Free Talk Live officially branded merchandise hoodies.
I mean, in both the ones with the zipper?
With and without.
Okay. Yellow and black, or is it just black?
Yes. There's black and gold in the pullover style hoodies. Mm-hmm. There's only black in the zipper style hoodies.
Okay.
The print is a little bit more complicated.
What's the name of the site again?
The color.
LibertyMinded.com.
And I accept several different forms of cryptocurrency.
Nice. This is how limited? How long does this sale last?
This sale is ending tonight, so if you're hearing it on the podcast, it's too late. Ooh. However... like I said, I gave that 15% additional discount for people who are on the email list. I will do this discount one day again, let's say in September, right?
Okay.
For people who are on my email list only. I want to
know. So what you're saying is, if you're listening to the podcast and you're hearing this, you're like, crap, I wanted to get 50% off.
I'm going to give them a chance to do it this month.
Yeah.
So this month. So it won't even be that far away.
So go
get on the email list.
Right now.
And here's a bonus. If you wanted to get something else today, or you wanted to get the hoodies today, it's not quite as big of a discount, but I do give a 10% discount code immediately upon signing up for the email list.
All right.
So if you haven't signed up for the email list already, you can get 10% on top of the store discount that's already there.
And that's 10% off anything on the site.
Right.
So if you want to knock 10% off the Thin Blue Line t-shirt, you can do that with that.
It's 10% off your entire order, first order that you place.
I just signed up.
There you go.
LibertyMinded.com.
Check out the new Thin Blue Line t-shirt. Also, the Come and Toke It is brand new as well, which is really cool.
I've got a couple of intellectual property shirts that I've...
Yeah, there's some really smart shirts on there. I think you're going to like it. Once again, it's LibertyMinded.com. So we were talking about protests and the situation that happened here in Keene, where there was a so-called protest, but they didn't actually want to have any signs, which I think speaks to what you were saying, Mark. I mean, now, he didn't specifically say he was afraid of what people might think, right? Like, when I asked him about, well, why don't you want, you know, I offered signs to the people at this protest, to oppose the smoking ban the age restrictions for smoking being increased here in Keene. And when I asked him about it, he just sort of explained that he just wanted to hang out and meet people, right? Like, to talk to people who are interested about the issue, which, again, that's not a protest. It's a gathering. It's cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's not a protest if you're not actually trying to reach out to people who didn't know about your event.
It's probably just, it's embarrassing, especially being the organizer of a protest. It's just embarrassing. It's putting yourself out there. And then if it didn't go the way he wanted.
He wanted way more people to show up.
Right.
He was disappointed.
So he's disappointed
the
and
eight
embarrassed.
People who were there.
If he was, if 100 people had shown up, he'd probably been a little more excited, and his excitement would have overcompensated for his embarrassment. But it is tough to put yourself out there.
But even if 100 people had shown up, I mean, if 100 people show up, some people probably would have been prescient enough to bring their own signs, I presume, if you had 100 people show. But if nobody had brought signs, he still wouldn't have had a protest, right? If 100 people had just been hanging around in Central Square talking, that's still not a protest.
Well, they would have been able to do mindless chants.
They could have. But odds are, if this guy's not interested in leading a sign holding, he's probably not going to start doing chants either.
Right.
So that's all. I was just speculating, Mark. I'm thinking, well, maybe one of the reasons, maybe there's an undercurrent here of, I don't want to do a protest, not because I'm just embarrassed because there's only 8 people, because to me, that's a good turnout. Like I said to him, I said, you got this many people to show up? I think this is good. this would be a, it would be fine. If you had seven or eight people on the side of the road holding signs, that's noticeable. That's a group of people that are at an event. So I just feel like maybe there's some sort of an undercurrent level of he didn't want to be a protester. He really didn't want to be seen like that. So anyway, that was just my speculation. We were talking about Colin Kaepernick and people who are protesting by burning things that are associated with Nike shoes, Nike athletic gear. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. Tom is on the line in the Dominican Republic listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the issue of the passports and how some people with Texas birth certificates are being suddenly told that, your birth certificate is no good because that might have been fraudulently filed. There was a story in the Washington Post on August 30th about this, and it gets even worse because they're talking about how the State Department revoked some passports that haven't even expired yet, and that some people have been stuck in Mexico, or they go across the border and they're into the United States and their passport gets confiscated because it's been revoked, and now they can't go back into Mexico either, so they go into a detention center.
Well, that's not my understanding of how it works. If are you talking about people who are U.S. citizens, or because will they issue a passport to somebody who's not a citizen?
People with United States passports who have these Texas birth certificates that have been called into question, and, you know, they're not even notified to show up in court and contest this or have any due process. It's just the State Department goes ahead and revokes their passport. But then
I see what you're saying, because what I was going to say was, if you want to go back into the United States, you can usually do that without a passport, but they would like to see, and if you have a birth certificate, they would like to see that, but you don't even have to have that. You just have to kind of, assert that you are, that you live in the United States, that you're a citizen or whatever, and then they, after giving you a lecture, will usually let you back in. But I can see what you're saying. If they're actually saying, we don't believe your birth certificate is valid, that may be their excuse for holding somebody in detention indefinitely.
Now,
that's scary.
Let me get to my point here, though, is that it gets the Washington Post goes on to talk about some of these people who've lived in the United States all their lives, and they've even served in the armed forces. And the hilarious thing is, they go on to say, or in the United States Border Patrol. United States Border Patrol goons getting a taste of their own medicine.
Their own medicine.
They thought it could never happen to them. They thought they're better than everybody else. They thought those other people, oh, they're children of a lesser god, and now it's getting thrown right back in their faces.
Yeah, the state will turn on its own sometimes, and it is it can be entertaining to watch that happen. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. To everybody else, though, that's a victim of that, that's horrible. I'm sorry to hear that that's happening to them. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. A others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free. If you want, you can join us here on the radio waves and take control of those airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have the Discord on-air call-in lines, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm and bitcoin.com. Longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Want you to know about Save It Purse. You go to saveatpurse.com and you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. I presume you can buy Nike shoes through Amazon. There, we're talking about the Nike protest going on here, the so-called Just Burn It campaign online with people burning their Nike products. But if you want to support Nike, that might be one way to do it. But also save 20% or more in some cases. You can save 25%, 30%. It's all possible, 33% being the maximum savings over at saveitpurse.com. Now, Purse does take a chunk of it for their own selves, for providing you with the service. And by the way, their customer service has always been great. On the few times that I've actually needed customer service, I've always felt like they've done a good job over at saveatpurse.com. The catch is to get 20, 30% off somewhere in that range is you have to use cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, and now Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Bitcoin Cash is welcome as the deposit currency over at saveitpurse.com. And basically the idea is you're selling your Bitcoin Cash to somebody who wants to buy, and you don't sell it directly to them. The site sort of
has a steep markup or discount, depending on how you look at it.
Well, it's for you. You get the item you want at a 20% discount. The person is paying 20% on top of the cost of a Bitcoin in order to get your Bitcoin, or in this case, Bitcoin Cash, which is now available over at saveitpurse.com. So if you want to save big time, and I heartily endorse Save It Purse. They don't pay us to endorse them, but I'm a user of Save It Purse, and I use it constantly and consistently. There's almost no time in the last 3 years when I have ordered normally through Amazon. I always go through Save It Purse. SaveATPurse.com. Again, they're now accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH. So I did pull up one of these videos here of some guy burning his pair, actually what appears to be more than one pair of, these are different Twitter videos that are showing here people setting their Nike shoes aflame.
Are they in them? Because that's dedication.
No, they're not in them, but they are burning them. They're cutting off the logos, apparently, from some of their clothing. And
because your clothes are going to look so good with a giant hole in them. I mean, I suppose if
it could start a conversation.
If you had an embroidered Nike logo on some clothes and you went with what they call the thread puller,
stitch remover,
thread cutter, stitch remover, yeah, that thing, and you took it out, then okay, I mean, you've got more time than I do, but all right.
Yeah, no, this looks like there's some guy holding the logos off of a pair of Nike socks. It just looks like he just cut out the top portions of his socks in not a very attractive manner.
I guess he's really dedicated there.
These people are really mad. One guy says he's going to buy Adidas instead of Nike now.
Okay.
So you don't feel like this is going to matter, Mark, in the
no,
long run.
I don't. And
can boycotts ever be a success? Because a lot of times there are boycotts that respond to boycotts.
Right. That's the thing is
sorry, Johnson.
Yep, and that's what I found out today. Speaking of boycott, I found out that New Balance is a heavily owned Republican company where the owner made several donations in 2016 to the Trump campaign.
So there's a protest going on against New Balance by liberals?
No, there's a boycott, essentially. It's ditch Nike. Buy New Balance.
Oh, I see. Normally when I think of a boycott, I think of it as a response to a boycott, meaning that not that the people who are boycotting are boycotting New Balance, but the people who want to counter the boycott against Nike would then form a boycott for Nike to support Nike in these tough times.
It's just funny because I find that I'm learning things because actually, and this is just personal experience, it's not because of, political motivation or whatever. I just find it funny because a couple of years ago, I bought some Nike sneakers, comfortable. They looked kind of like, I like the Airwalk style of shoe, like kind of the skater shoes, comfortable. And I had bought those from Nike, and they fell apart within a month.
Wow.
And I was just extreme. I was like, this is garbage. I was very upset because they were expensive shoes, too. They were like more expensive. I'm like, but they look nice. I like them. And I'm like, okay, I'll buy these. They were really comfy. Tried them on, walked around the store. But then they just completely fell apart.
Wow.
Like knockoff garbage. But I bought them in store, and so they were real Nike shoes. And
big disappointment.
Yeah, big disappointment. And, I usually get and have switched immediately back to New Balance. So I was kind of chuckling to myself hearing all this news about telling people to switch from Nike to New Balance because it's exactly what I did.
So,
but without any political
motivation. My thought on this is that you should buy the shoes you want to buy, and you should eat the sandwich you want to eat. I did not choose to not buy at Chick-fil-A or buy at Chick-fil-A based on their policies on...
Don't talk about Chick-fil-A.
I know,
so hungry.
So good. their policies on gay people and their delicious, delicious sandwiches.
The Nashua Chick-fil-A actually broke ranks, and they sponsored the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest.
That's, again, I don't care. I think
if you really want to protest, you should get a couple of straps of leather and get yourself some fillets of chicken and strap them to your feet.
Yeah, that'll
your new shoes.
Then everybody will know exactly where you stand on two chickens. So I am wearing New Balance at this time.
Huh.
I would be interested in a Colin Kaepernick jersey.
Really?
I looked online. I couldn't find one in my size right now.
I wonder if they're collector's items.
Everything says youth on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that means that that's just one of the sizes they're offering. I didn't take really, really close look or anything. But I'd be interested. I'd wear a Colin Kaepernick jersey on
just
camera.
Just to start a conversation with people?
Here. But I'm not getting rid of my New Balance. None of this. I don't want to play these games. I think the guy is kind of standing up for something I'm with.
But you were criticizing him earlier, saying he should have gone further, that he only talked, you believe he only talked about blacks being killed by police, when, of course, people of all shapes, sizes, and colors are killed by police. But you would still be willing to wear a jersey with his name on it, even though he only got the protest kind of half right?
He's willing to stand up for something, and he's taken a lot of heat. This is a great quarterback. All right, and I don't care what anybody says. This is a great, he's not Joe Montana great, but he's a good quarterback, and he deserves to play. And the fact that he's being taken out because he has an opinion is really crappy. That's not the way this is supposed to be. The fact that the, you know, U.S. military made a buy in, a big advertising buy in the NFL, that doesn't confront him or any of the other players. So I just disagree with the way he's been treated more than anything.
Quick Google shopping search, Mark, reveals the second result is a men's San Francisco 49ers number 7 Colin Kaepernick red stitched jersey.
Okay.
So that's a Google to be
search. That wasn't a Amazon search.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, Google shopping.
I like to get my discounts.
Sure, but if you can't get it, you can't get it.
I like to go through SaveItFirst.com.
I understand, but if you can't get it, you can't get it. And if you really wanted a jersey, I'm just letting you know they are available. $37.99 from E. Crater.
I have just talked on the radio about it. Somebody's going to send me one, Ian. Be serious.
You think so?
Possibly.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh,
people
okay.
like me better than you.
Well, I don't ask people for things, and I don't need, you know, I don't want your stuff. So please don't send things to me. I want to make it clear. I don't want stuff. If I get stuff from people, I usually am, like, put off. It's like, well, I didn't ask for this. Now I've got this thing I've got to deal with.
But you're sitting here without a shirt on. You quite literally need a shirt.
No, actually, I don't need a shirt. There's one right over there, and it's too hot in New Hampshire right now. So for me, it's Topless Tuesdays.
Yeah, the temperature is the only thing hot in here, pal.
Okay, thanks for that. Anyway, so what were we talking about here? What, is there more to say on this protest? I mean, we barely kind of got into the story. I don't know if there was really anything else besides some Republicans or state supporters are angry.
Going on, Nike may be betting, this is from Bloomberg, may be betting that the upside of the Kaepernick endorsement is worth angering conservative Americans and supporters of Donald Trump. Kaepernick, who sparked a movement among professional athletes when he began taking a knee in 2016 during the anthem to protest police brutality against African Americans, is embroiled in a lawsuit against the National Football League and accuses it of blacklisting him, which sounds right. Still, with the former 49er of one of the most popular football players in the U.S., the shoe giant is likely counting on passions to cool. The long-term relationship and contract that benefits both parties over the next 10 years will likely outweigh any current controversies, said Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Chin Grez.
Chin sounds like he's right on this. I mean,
Chin's got a mother. That's why I mentioned his name.
They are in the long game here, Nike, and good for them.
Yep. Kaepernick tweeted an image from the campaign with the caption, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." That's the one you liked.
It's a great slogan.
Nike is in a fierce battle with rival Adidas AG to sign star athletes. The combined marketing spending of the two companies may reach as much as $10 billion by fiscal 2020.
All right. If you want to join us here on the radio, you can. Coming up, we'll talk about positive liberty. Johnson's got a piece on what that actually means, because it's hard to really say just at a glance what positive liberty is. What's negative liberty? I think we'll talk about all that coming up in hour number 2, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.